Many a time have I met with glimpses in the woods, but none of these meetings impressed me as much as the first. I was barely 15 and had been ill, but in the early spring was well enough to go for a short walk up the Don Valley near Toronto. One day, with dog and snowshoes, I went far up the lovely stream known by the unlovely name of Mud Creek. The snow was very deep and soft, so that my snowshoes were neat and gave a great advantage over the dogs who panted and struggled alongside. Tracks of many animals were to be seen. Then one of great size caught my eye. Each paw mark in it was bigger than my flat hand. I followed it with eager curiosity. Here it ran along a fallen tree. There it had suddenly covered 15 feet at a bound. It dawned on me, too, that this was neither dog nor coon, that indeed I was following the track of a lynx. My dog thought so, too. He whined and growled and hung back, so heretofore he had been eager to go ahead. But wanting to know more, I pushed on, for the track was ever fresher. Then I heard a singular, far-off, like the voice of a big cat. It seemed to come from the woods 200 yards away and from up a tree. In spite of the dogs holding back, I crawled cautiously forward, seizing the only available weapon, a small stick. And then I heard a scratching noise as of that animal coming down the tree. The yowling increased in vigor now. The dog, the big but cowardly water spaniel, positively refused to go farther. He stood whining and protesting as he saw me go on. Went the lynx. I stood still now and looked for a better club. Evidently coming much nearer. Then that dog gave a complete picture of dog terror. He whined, disgorged his dinner, and fled. And the lynx must have been within 50 yards. I saw him not, but that awful blood-curdling yell, the terror of the dog, my helplessness, weak and unarmed, were too much. Shall I confess it? I turned and fled after the dog. I came back next day with a gun, but saw no more of the lynx until a week later, when it was shot and brought into the taxidermy. To thrill us all with the glint of its yellow eyes, the size of the huge paws and jaws, and to prove that my adventure was not a dream.